Next on News for the Soul, Wolf Wellness with Kelly Wolf. Kelly is a clairvoyant, sound therapist, and acupuncturist. Her goal is to educate her clients about the frequency-based reality we live in, thereby empowering them to shift, heal, and enrich their lives through their own personal power. Please welcome Kelly Wolf back to News for the Soul.
All right, I see we've got some colors on the board already. Kelly, welcome back.
Hello, Nicole. It's good to hear from you. Okay.
It feels like it's been a while.
I know. All right. Okay. So I just wanted to talk just really quickly about planetary frequencies. So the sound therapy that I practice is planetary. I use tuning forks and chimes and lots of other instruments. And so they call it the music of the spheres. And the man who took responsibility calls himself the father of the music of the spheres or the father of the planetary frequencies is Hans Cousteau. And an interesting story about him. So he was a mathematician and a musicologist. And in 1978, he did a plant medicine ceremony with mushrooms. And during that ceremony, he said he could hear the frequency of the planets. And after that, he really dove deep into it. He has a few books that are out that are really interesting. And he talks about the significance with our bodies, which is really interesting. So our bodies resonate the same as our planetary system. This is why I believe planetary forks are so absolutely healing on so many levels, because we are made of sound that is similar to our planetary system, our solar system. And also there's a really wonderful book by Patricia Corey, who is a woman who channels the Syrians. And in her book, The New Syrian Revelations, it's a wonderful book, there is a section in there about the planetary frequencies and how all the harmonics of all the planets, when they harmonize together, as they harmonize together, this is responsible for us rising in frequency, that and also our solar system as well. Our kundalini is based on the planetary frequencies as well. So I know we could go way, way, way deep into that. There's a lot to that. In between callers, I'll talk about the planets and what they offer for your body. All right. Okay, do you have any? Okay, yeah, let's take a caller.
I was just going to say, fun fact, Patricia Corey, about 20 years ago, used to do a show on News for the Soul. So there you go.
Full circle. Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love her books. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Interesting. Just small world. All right, here we go.
Yep.
Let's go to area code 415 first. 415, you're up with Kelly. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne calling from Colorado.
Hi, Anne. Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
I'm kind of in a transition period, and I'd like to change what I've been doing for the last couple of years. And I kind of feel like it's hard to jump off. It's been a good ride, but I keep getting sucked back into or through comfort or fear of jumping off to do something else. So anything about changing work?
Yeah. So first off, before we kind of dive deep into exactly what it is that you're doing or that you'd like to do. First, I want to ask a question. So what you're doing now, do you enjoy it?
Yes, okay. I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very mobile right now, so I'm moving. I'm traveling all the time.
Okay. So you're traveling with I'm assuming this is your job.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you're not too fond of that?
It was great. It has been great. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting a little wearing, so I'm ready to have more roots.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I understand that. I was a traveler for 30 years.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let me see here. Let me dive in deeper. So when it comes to jumping off, this is my advice first, before we go into the metaphysics. I want to ask some questions. So many, many years ago, I started a business because I was trying to get out of the job that I had. And I jumped in with 2 feet. And what I should have done in retrospect, I mean, I did it for 3 years. It was not my passion, which I realized in about the first year. But I should have just kind of jumped into it on a part-time basis. Because I ended up going back to my other job because I didn't make any income through my business, right? And it was really stressful. So before, you know, we go into what Spirit's saying, is there any chance that you could go into it just... But you do have an idea as to what you want to do, am I right?
A little bit.
Okay. Now, you're traveling, so that's difficult. But, I mean, is there a way to get into it part-time, into what you want to do or change? Or do you not have another plan? You just want to get out of what you're doing now?
I'm open to whatever. See, I'm already working for myself. It might be the opposite of what you did. Maybe part-time in a working for somebody instead of most people go the opposite. But I have been working for myself. And and so I think, like, to find an apartment, most people don't want you to work for yourself. You know what I mean? Most people want old-fashioned, like, tell me your employer and show me your paycheck stub and, you know, so more of an the other side of the coin.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. All right. So one thing I will tell you that comes up is one thing that we're really conditioned to not do is we're conditioned to not follow our passion, right? Because there's this limiting belief and this false belief that you'll never make money at what you enjoy doing. Now, do you have to dive in and do it full time? No. Give me a moment here. Do you have a son, Anne? Do you have any kids?
No.
You don't have any kids? He's a young man showing up. Give me a moment here.
On the other side, you mean? That's past?
Let me dive in and see.
Because I know who that is.
This young man.
Yeah. He was high school.
Yeah, he is passed.
Yeah. He's passed when we were in high school together, and he's always been one of my guides.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, let's see what he has to say. Okay. Okay. He's lovely. My goodness.
Yeah.
So he's showing me this image. This is really interesting. He's showing me this image that you do change and you do, you know, find something. I don't know if you've, what you've been looking at or looking for, but whatever it is, now remember, the future is always unknown. You literally create the future one moment at a time. Okay, so you're obviously aware of that. So I just wanted to make that clear because there's one potential he's showing me, and you are working, you know, it looks sort of like an office setting, but it doesn't look like it's something that you really want in this life. But it could be something, you know, kind of like an in-between to find, you know, where you really want to go. Do you do anything with writing? Are you a writer?
Just for myself, just journaling.
Okay, okay. Is he showing me? Man, is he ever supportive? He's showing me this image where he's behind you and, you know, almost, you know, pushing you in a certain direction. You know, one thing to know is they're literally 3 feet away. They are so connected. Obviously, he's very connected to you. And they always hear you, right, when you ask. And, you know, they can't, because of cosmic law, they can't jump in and do something for you until you ask. But remember, they help you help yourself, right?
Right.
And that's what he really wants. So in this endeavor, he really wants to help you with that. I mean, a lot of times, you know, in life, we'll go from job to job to job, right, to be able to figure out what it is we want to do. It's that journey, kind of that journey that never ends, and that's okay. But he's showing me something more on the creative side for you. So what I'm seeing is this image of books, but it's you're doing some research, I think. I can't figure. That's why I asked if you were a writer, because or I don't know if you enjoy writing, but or if you want to get involved in that type of business. But that's one thing that's showing up. What is it that you do now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a travel house sitter and pet sitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All over in other countries even.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Yeah, so I would, yeah, I know they're showing, but you do what makes you happy, you know, follow your passion, what excites you. But they're showing me something that has to do with some research, maybe in some books. I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. They're not showing me exactly. You know, quite often with future, they don't show you things in a lot of detail because it'll affect your free will.
Sure.
Right? I mean, is there something within that type of work that you were looking at? Even editing, publishing. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything in that type of work.
It would be, it would make sense with all the places I've been the last 2 years to be in travel writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you certainly could write about your travels, that's for sure. Something, and you look quite content in this image he's showing me. So, I wish I could tell you more.
Or, of course, the animals, of course, working with dogs and cats and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just do what makes you happy. That's the main thing, right? Follow what excites you, your passion, things that you enjoy, right? Because you can make money at it. That is just a myth, right? It's just a very limiting belief. Yeah, so I see what you're saying. You know, I mean, it must be really exciting to go travel. You get to be with some great animals, right? It's, you kind of work for yourself. You run your own schedule. And
yep.
It's hard to jump off. And, you know, part-time, just trying something part-time or even a temporary job.
Yeah.
If you could do that and then start to kind of taper off the travel and stay here more. I know it's a big endeavor, but did you ever think about going back to school?
No.
For something different, something that might be your passion? No?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, I get it. Yeah, remember, it's never too late. I went to acupuncture school at 50, so it's never too late. Let me see if he says anything else here. You know, it's really interesting. He's surrounding you right now in this beautiful frequency of blue. It's like a cobalt blue, really beautiful blue, which is the frequency of G, which is really powerful, which is really balancing. That resonates with you?
Yeah, that's great. I have a lot of like lapis, that kind of color, so I picture. That's like my favorite stone.
Mm.
That's the most important thing for this is bringing, for me, that, you know, thank you for bringing him in and his message. So that's really great.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, the future is always unknown. You know, we just create it moment by moment. But what do you want, right? What do you really want, or what do you, and remember, you got to believe that you can do what excites you, right? So if it's with animals or if it's with travel writing, how amazing would that be, right? Let's see. Boy, does he ever love you more than anything. He's basically presenting flowers to you. Just as a, I know it's really, really beautiful. It's a bouquet of flowers as a, just a sign of love and respect. You know, and like I said, ask him, right? He'll be right there behind you. You know, look for the signs pushing you in the right direction, right? Just keep moving, keep looking, you know, and you'll find it. But he is showing me something with some sort of research. It looks like you're doing research with some books about and with writing something. So,
great.
So who knows? Who knows what the future will hold, right?
Yeah, writing is pretty independent as well. You know, you can do that on your own. So
Okay, yeah, and do you have any more?
No, I think that's great. I'll let other people come on, and that was great to hear from him. And thank you for
giving. Yeah, and just remember, I've changed my life many times in this lifetime, like gone from nothing, you know, changing countries, changing places to live, and it's always worked out. So just remember, when you feel like you're jumping off a cliff, you're just stepping off a curb, right? Just
that's good.
Just keep those positive. And try not to look too far in the future, right? What's, you know, always have your thoughts and words connecting to truth and light or positivity. Truth meaning nobody knows the future, but when you're in that good place, all that abundance that's always flowing in isn't blocked, okay? Because we're always connected to what we want. It's just we block it as it's coming in, right? So just... don't worry about the future. Just revel in the future. Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Anne.
Thank you so much.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
And two words for you, travel writing, just a thought. I'll leave you to ponder upon that. And let's go to 516 next. 516, what's the first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anita from New York.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Can I do something?
Yeah, I've called into some other news for the Soul shows, and I was just wondering, I'm leaving for Greece on Monday, and I was wondering what you pick up about the trip and anything significant.
Great. So you certainly have some lies there, haven't you?
Yes, definitely.
For sure. Wow, that's pretty cool. Is this your first time?
No.
Okay. Now, let me just give me one moment here. Let's look and see. So, you know those classic statues you see that have no arms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. They're showing me an image of one of these statues and you looking at it. Man, are you ever going to have experiences there? So this is really interesting. So, you know, we're in this big time of transition, right, on this planet. And what's happening is there's a lot of past life energy, even generational energy that's coming forward. To either be transmuted or to be remembered. So what I'm seeing there is there's going to be a remembering, but it's way, way, way older than the days of Greece, way older than that.
Wow.
I want to say, you know, I want to jump in and say Atlantis. Although many of us don't know that much about Atlantis, we do know that it did exist because you find a lot of ruins, right, that have a lot of high technology behind their building. Let me see what they're showing me here. This is really interesting. You're going to have a lot of remembering there. You've had other lives there besides that one that was way older. You've had other, I don't want to say recent lives, but you've had other lives there. Oh, this is really interesting. Okay, sometimes they show me images, and, you know, just know, like, try not to have too many expectations about what you're going to experience there. Just allow it to come up. But they're showing me this image of, how can I describe it? It's energy that's coming out of your body, like out of your pores. Out of your, well, really we're just energy, right? But mm-hmm. coming out of your kind of physical body. And as it leaves, you kind of feel a little achy in places, but nothing that's really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. Like I'm seeing it on left shoulder. I'm seeing it on the chest. And it's so what they're showing me is the Roman era. So remember, the Roman era did have an effect on that part of the world, right? A negative mm-hmm. effect. So the Roman era was a very heavy, dark, controlled place, right, with a lot of duality. And, yeah, they're definitely showing me. So what's going to happen is there's going to be some just energetic transmutation, right? Something, maybe some cell memory from that time, and as that leaves, some of those older lives, there's going to be space, right? There's going to be that availability to remember, right? To remember this time. Will it be an absolute conscious memory? It's hard to say. You may have conscious memories and dreams, but right now there's many of us who are having sort of unconscious memories, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like there's an energy there of making room, right? Transmuting some of that cell memory from the trauma from the Roman era, excuse me, or from your time there, and then some of the memories from even older lives where it was more pleasant. Because our natural state, right, our true natural state is to be happy and healthy with no baggage, right? And so the energies that are coming into our planet we're purging right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there will be a purge, but don't worry. Okay. You'll be okay.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to bring you to your knees, but I'm just seeing you're going to feel some achiness here and there, but just very temporary.
Yeah, I'm trying to heal from a couple of health issues, ears and eyes and cysts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with somebody that's going
to
help promote that.
Yeah. How long are you going for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. And will it be, are you going to travel or is it just Greece?
Just Greece.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Remember, there's that beautiful body of salt water. Salt water is so healing. It's so cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
It will cleanse
your
field. So if you have time to go swim, go for it.
I think on Santorini, where I'll be, there's some hot springs with that salt water. So I definitely will
beautiful.
Go there. Yeah.
Yes, and sulfur. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you say anything about Mitsuara, which is monasteries up in the mountains? I'm going to visit them. It looks beautiful online. I've never been there before.
I've seen the pictures of those places. You know, going to a holy place, you always feel the energy, right? You know, I am not religious myself, but you always feel like the energy of even the positive energy, right? I know there's a lot of controversy for some people over religion, but, you know, there's a lot of esoteric knowledge behind a lot of religious practices, even the monasteries, right? So they're showing me like the color green, like a almost like a darker green, like what's the color of green? Not an olive, a little darker than that. They're showing me this color with you there. So what is that? Let me dive into this color and see, because remember, color, light, and sound are all the same thing, just a frequency that holds information.
It's a lot of greenery there. Yeah, I don't know.
So this is interesting. So do you have anything that's the color like a dark green?
Yeah,
like a shirt.
I do have a shirt. I do have a shirt that I was going to wear there. I'm just packing right
okay,
now.
Well, that's,
that's funny. That's funny.
Well, that's what they want you to wear.
Interesting.
You remember, color is really, really powerful, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not 100% sure, like I'm asking why, but it has to do with just the absorption of the energy in that place. You're going to have so many interesting experiences there that are really going to be hard to even put into words, and that's okay. I don't know if you journal at all. Journaling always helps, kind of just helps to try to make sense of it, but some of it you're not going to be able to make sense of. But you're going to know, you're going to have so many different feelings there. And just remember, like even an old traumatic life, right, that you signed up for, right, that you were well aware that you were going to experience or that you could experience, just, you know, have gratitude for every single part of that, because just imagine the wisdom and the lessons, right, that you hold in your energetic field, right? So it's just a kind of a clearing of some old cell memory that doesn't serve you anymore. It feels like there was trauma in the chest, in the left shoulder in that life. So the clearing of a lot of that stuff clears so much in our physical body, right? And just revel in that, So we'll see what happens. Remember, nobody can truly predict the future, right? It's just a potential they're showing me. It's going to be a great trip for you.
Yeah, I just want to share something with you. I've just been asking for healing. You know, I'm not religious, but I do believe in Jesus and God and Mother Mary and the angels. And I've just been asking for signs that I'm going to get healed from this tinnitus. It's just roaring loud. And I get crosses in the sky pretty much every time I ask. They appear within a few minutes of my asking. This has been going on since COVID started. So it's pretty amazing. So I just feel like there's a spiritual reason why I have to go there.
Yes, 100%. Yes, and you're listening to those signs. And remember, healing, healing really comes more from within you with your perspective change, right? But you can have a lot of help. And so the message is coming up is to ask your ancestors when you get there to help you with any healing.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. Yeah.
Everything is possible. You know, we live in a holographic creation, right, that's based on our emotions, right? So, so just enjoy every single moment of those 2 weeks.
Oh, well, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Anita, you have a wonderful, wonderful trip, and please let us know how it goes.
I will. I'll call back. I've called your show a few times about this trip, and then, everyone seems to pick up some interesting spiritual information. So I'm really excited. But I'll definitely call you when I get back. I'll fill you in.
Thank you, Anita. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And have a safe, fabulous trip. Let's go now to 519. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hi there. This is Jennifer from Canada. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm really calling to find out if other people are feeling the same way. For like the last 3 or 4 months, it's just felt like I'm in the matrix and that nothing's real.
Oh, Jennifer, that is awesome. Yes, nothing is real. We literally live in a holographic dream. And so the real aspect of you is with spirit, right? And so when you sleep, you go back to spirit, you get that rest, because living in this hologram, this beautiful, crazy hologram of ours, especially in the third dimension, takes a lot of work. Yeah, that's so interesting. I've actually seen many glitches in the quote-unquote matrix. And I remember the first time I saw it, I was sort of taken aback, like, what the heck was that, right? But we sign up to come here to gain wisdom, right, to gain, living, having a life where, and I know we think this would be ideal, but just imagine living a life where we had no worries. We had, no challenges, nothing to help propel us forward, right? And I know, at times that sounds amazing, right? I had a really stressful job at one time, and I remember looking at the guy that was outside on his lawnmower who was hired to cut the grass, and that's all I wanted to do was just sit on that lawnmower and cut grass and not think about anything else. But I would get so bored. So, if you think about it, like our existence here is, it's all about, the low lows and the high highs. We wouldn't have, what about a celebration? We wouldn't celebrate anything. It would be like that movie. What was that movie where everything was in black and white, right, the beginning of the movie, right? And then in the end, they had all these challenges and everything turned to color, right? I forgot what that was called. Anyway, so I know it can be tough, but just know we all signed up to be here for the changes that are happening now, right? But we all have control over this, right? So this holographic kind of dream that we're living in is created through our emotions and our beliefs. They crystallize together and they create this hologram. And I know it seems so damn real, but, you know, it is quite astounding, really. So you literally move through different timelines, different versions of your reality all day long, like an infinite number of those, right? But when you move through them, you don't notice it, right? Not apparent.
So so if you're aware that you're moving through the timeline, but what if the timeline you're in, and I'm not saying, like, I'm not getting those highs and lows. It's just like, it's like Groundhog Day. But I feel like I'm in the wrong timeline because I'm not getting those highs, lows, emotions. And it's just like, I know that it's a timeline, and I know I'm getting the glitches too. Like yesterday, it was like I saw a whole different dimension while I was taking a nap. I'm like, oh, is this what we're supposed to be doing now? But then it went away.
Okay. I mean, you know, the only thing that you're supposed to do in this life is do what excites you, do what makes you happy. Right. As long as it doesn't break cosmic law, like as long as it doesn't hurt other people, or you know, have any negative effect on humanity. I mean, are you doing that right now, or do you feel like you've kind of? Because I've noticed a lot of people, a lot of my clients that come to see me, tell me that they've retreated and they're sort of, you know, living this sort of hermit life the last, I don't know, 6 months or so. Is that what you see?
It's been like that for a couple of years, but I it's not really hermity. It's like I walk through the doors that are open, so I take the opportunities that are presented as they're presented, and I just feel like it's like the path. You know, sometimes you get a choice in the path, but other times not so much. So like random synchronicities have been happening, and they've been good, but it's. And I hate to use the word but it's, I'm not seeing where it's headed, I guess.
Well, we're never going to know where it's headed. That's the thing. I mean, we can have a vision of what we want, right, or of what we want to see. But, it's – so you've got individual holograms, and then you've got the collective hologram. So it gets a little complicated. You know, we can't control other people. But you can literally have two people that see a different hologram, kind of like the Mandela effect. That's literally people living on different timelines. Do you know what I mean by the Mandela effect?
Can you explain it a little bit?
The Mandela effect had to do with Nelson Mandela. So there are a group of people in this world who swore that they saw him, that he died in prison. They saw the newspaper articles. They saw the news. There, and you know, and then there's the group like me who did not die in prison. He got out of prison and he, you know, changed the frequency of South Africa. But there are other people who are living on different timelines, even living in the same dimension. So interesting, right? So they call that the Mandela effect.
That's funny. I've heard that a million times, but I did not know that that's what it meant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and even like old labels from products and from food products. People said, no, that wasn't the label. You know, the label looked like this, and other people saw a different label, so slightly different things in their timeline. For example, somebody who has dementia. So my dad. When people have dementia, they are flipping to all these different timelines. Even someone who's schizophrenic is on different timelines. They literally see something completely different. And they're not crazy. They're just living a different reality. They're kind of different, living kind of two different realities at once. It gets really complicated, right? But I remember my dad in his last 6 months was on a cruise, and he was truly on a cruise. Like the detail he would tell me about this cruise, it was amazing, right? So I wish I could have been there with him. But so you know, our reality is based on our emotions. Our future is literally created one moment at a time. So, I mean, I know you have all these people who are prophets who say this or that can happen. Well, it's what they're seeing is just a potential. Because remember, every version of you in the future exists now. Every version of you in the past exists now. So what version are you going to go to? It just depends on your emotions in that moment. You know, if you're not doing, you know, the more we can stimulate our right brain and the more in this dimension, the more we can move or do things or create things, the better we are. You know, physicality and motion is the language of the third dimension, right? That's why our physical bodies love it so much. That's why we benefit from it so much. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of really, you know, hardcore meditators that will meditate 5 hours a day. I don't even know how they do that. I could never sit in one place that long. That would just make me absolutely nutty. You know, are you doing anything that's creative, that's connecting you to your real self, your higher self, your self with source?
I started about a year ago. I started posting like one little comedic thing a day. So I've been keeping that up. I do meditate from time to time. And usually it's as soon as I'm there, I'm off somewhere else. So clearly it's something that I need to do. But my dreams, I sleep well. Vivid dreams, you know, I think all that is going on. It's just, I'm wondering when we're going to be seeing. I just feel like it's okay to not know, but I wouldn't mind a little glimpse of what's to come.
What's to come? Well, we are rising in frequency, guaranteed. Guaranteed. I mean, and you've seen this just by so many people waking up. Right? So many people seeing that, something just doesn't make sense now. That's something maybe that you didn't really notice when you were younger, right? I mean, everybody is on a different page in that book, and collectively we all need to move forward together. But here's what I know. What I know is our sun is our connection to source, right? The sun in our solar system. That's our connection. Through that solar energy, we connect to spirit. That's why the sun is so important. Obviously, the sun is important in many other aspects. But, you know, of course, we just had these amazing, amazing, amazing northern lights, right, last week. You know, the KP index was higher than it's, I don't know, than I've ever seen it. And, you know, I think with northern lights, I think there's so much more spiritually and energetically to those than you know, we can even imagine. I mean, if you've ever witnessed them and seen them, they are the most amazing thing you'll ever see in your lifetime. So that being said, the sun is what will propel all of us into the fourth density. Our whole solar system, all the planets, everything will be propelled to whatever level it's at, to the next level, right? We you know, no one's going to be left behind. This is now, I'm telling you things, this is based on what I believe and what I know and the downloads I've had. So you only take what resonates with you, because you can't force someone to believe what you believe, right? So I just want to make sure that's clear. So when the sun will kind of, the sun goes into the fourth for a bit and then out of the fourth and into the fourth and out of the fourth. And what's really interesting is scientists, this is so interesting, I read this not too long ago, scientists who study the sun, like the astronomers, they've seen literally parts of the sun disappear, right, through their sunscopes, those special telescopes, the telescopes where they can look at the sun, literally disappearing, right, and then reappearing. And they can't figure this out. It's really got them stumped. And what's happening is the sun is going in and out of the fourth density. It's just changing its frequency, basically. So there are just parts of it you can't see. So when the sun finally fully goes in, then we all follow. When that'll be, nobody knows, because it's based on divine timing, and it's got to, and in my opinion, it has to be based on a certain percentage of people who are ready for that, right? Who are, I mean, remember, our physical bodies are changing every single moment of the day as we speak. And, you know, this year is a huge year for people waking up. You know, and like I said, you're always going to have somebody on a different page in that book, and that's okay. We have to honor where they are, right? So does that help at all?
Yeah. Oh, no, that was great. I love that. And thank you for that really good explanation of the Mandela effect. So.
Yeah, so
it reminds me of that book 1984 where someone's job was to revise history, and that was all they did all day.
Yeah. Yeah. I read that book. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, so interesting. Yeah, so I mean, we're going to get there. You know, will we get there in my lifetime? I don't know. I'm 60 years old. I would love to see. I'm hoping that I'll live long enough to see us go into that fourth density. I mean, I follow Diana Cooper and some other people, and, you know, they can never give you a specific timeline, but, you know, Diana Cooper talks about 2032. So, I mean, who knows, right?
I think Dolores Cannon mentioned 2030.
Okay, yeah. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, because nobody can predict the future, because we have a collective hologram and an individual hologram, right? I mean, my only advice is just be positive. You know, the more positive we all are, the quicker we're going to get there, right?
Great. Thank you. That's great.
And compassionate. And compassionate, yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're very welcome, Jennifer.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling.
Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. You definitely want to be Googling or going on YouTube and searching for Mandela effect stuff. You know, Monopoly guy, monocle or no monocle, Berenstein Bears.
Yeah.
The spelling of them.
Yeah.
There's so many freaky stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's trippy.
Well, on that note, we are approaching the top. We've got about 6 minutes left, so this would be a good time for basic wrap-up and some shameless self-promotion and all that good stuff.
Yes. One thing I do want to say is, you know, the frequency, let's talk about frequencies of planets, the Earth. So the frequency of the Earth is G. Remember I talked about G in one of the shows. So G is amazing. G is the best balancer for the body. G is throat chakra. G is creation. And G is from people who have had near-death experiences, they'll say that G is what source resonates at. G is amazing. So get outside. You know, summer is here, especially up in Canada. It's warm enough now. Get outside. Get some bare feet. Or go hug a tree, or just do anything with nature. Get outside, get those minerals, get that sun, you know, feed your body. This is the time for sure. Shameless self-promotion. So I have planetary sound healing courses on my website. The first one will start in the end of September, I think the 24th. You'll have to look on my website. I don't have the dates in front of me. And then I have an animal course starting on September 30th, and I will sometime in this year be offering an online course for biofield work with planetary tuning forks. So I have a lot on the go. And, of course, I do readings for people who are readings and sound healing online for people who are outside of the Edmonton area. If you are in the Edmonton area, you can come and see me. So thank you so much, Nicole. It was so nice to be on today.
Well,
and I'm
indeed,
glad everything
yes.
was working. Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of very bizarre interference energy going on there, but hopefully that's done. All done that, as my little one used to say.
Yes. And my final message is, remember, oh, have your thoughts and words aligned with truth and light. And remember, truth, you got to dig deep to see what truth is, right? Thinking about the future, there's no truth, right? What truth is in the moment. So be grateful for what you have, and then the next moment will be amazing, and then the next moment after that, amazing. So that's how you create a beautiful future. All right, Nicole, you have a great day. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks, Kelly. Take care. Kelly Wolf,
hey.
She's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Eyes Wide Open is after the quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.